Thank you for joining me for the East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Today, we are going to be focusing on the news of the past week from Santan and Queen Creek. So if you're ready, let's get going. Our first article is entitled, Key Queen Creek Intersection May See Relief Someday. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, June 14, 2026, and written by Jim Ficus, Tribune contributor. Motorists in the northwest Queen Creek who are frustrated by a road that stops and a train crossing that complicates a major intersection may one day get relief. But it won't be any time real soon. The town has applied with the Arizona Corporation Commission, ACC, to advance improvements at the Sossaman-Germain Roads intersection, a key transportation hub that falls within the boundaries of Queen Creek, Mesa, and Maricopa County. By 2030, over 54,300 vehicles are predicted to travel through the existing intersection daily. Plus, there are improvements planned for the Union Pacific Railroad, UPRR, mainline that diagonally bisects Queen Creek. Because the planned work includes UPRR crossing improvements, design approval is required by the ACC, which has jurisdiction over railroad arterial crossings. Planned work on Germain and Sossaman roads include connecting Germain between Sossaman and Rittenhouse roads. Currently, about a half mile of Germain just east of Rittenhouse Road is out of commission, adding a signalized intersection, widening the east-west Germain road to three lanes in each direction, widening the north-south Sossaman Road to two lanes in each direction, constructing a ground-level railroad crossing with safety features such as flashing lights and crossing arms, paving and lifting the barricades would widen Germain Road and make it a major east-west arterial running from Interstate 10 in the west to Pinal County in the east. The railroad plans to add another track in the area and improve crossings in Mesa at Pecos, Ellsworth, Chrisman and Signal Butte roads, according to documents submitted to the ACC. These documents also contain a bit of disquieting news for many Queen Creek residents. Union Pacific plans to up its daily trains through town from 4 to 6. Ball is in Commission's court. Preliminary plans and designs lay out a multi-year project, but any realistic timetable is on hold until the ACC schedules hearings and eventually gives its approval. Right now, Queen Creek leaders are urging residents, business leaders, and community stakeholders to submit comments to the ACC in support of proposed improvements at the Sossaman and Germain intersection. We strongly encourage our members and community partners to make their voices heard in support of this important project, said Chris Clark, president and CEO of the Queen Creek Chamber of Commerce. We need to get on rooftops and scream our success story, said Julia Wheatley, Queen Creek mayor. We need as much participation as we can. It will impact all of us, those who work here, live here, go to school here, and travel here. Public comments may be submitted directly to the Arizona Corporation Commission at edocket.azcc.gov. People also can go to the Sossaman Germain page on the town's website, queencreekaz.gov. To ensure comments are officially recorded and considered by all the ACC, all correspondence should include the docket number RR-03639A-26-0146. A preliminary schedule calls for an ACC hearing in late 2026-27 with construction starting in 27 or 2028. But again, the schedule now depends totally on ACC action. Half-cent tax adds up. Project costs are estimated from $24 million to $28 million, with up to $18 million coming from the Maricopa County Proposition 479 half-cent sales tax. We will step up and cover the difference, Wheatley said. The Proposition 479 money will allow us to do it. The project will be at grade level because costs precluded building a bridge or underpass similar to the Ellsworth Loop Union Pacific overpass in downtown Queen Creek. A bridge for Germain Road would have nearly doubled the cost, while grades separating the entire intersection would have tripled the cost and hurt the surrounding neighborhoods, according to the town. The intersection project will also include bicycle lanes and pedestrian crossings, with the final product being a far cry from what's there today. As a safety measure, the existing Sossaman-Germain intersection no longer allows left turns. That restriction will remain in place until the intersection is improved. Long time coming. The project, which involves multiple government entities, has been in design since 2013. We had a lot of players, Wheatley said, and a lot more residents. Queen Creek's population has about tripled since 2013, with an estimated 91,900 residents. Growth and the traffic it generates hasn't been limited to residential. Germain Road is the north-south boundary between Mesa and Queen Creek. That area, heading north to State Route 24 and beyond, is an epicenter of industrial construction, including at least one possible data center. In the immediate area, planned projects include two light industrial developments just north of Germain, a multifamily residential and commercial development south of Germain, and commercial developments between Sossaman and Rittenhouse south of the UPRR tracks. Regionally, businesses employ about 3,500 workers, with nearby Mesa Gateway Airport drawing 2 million passengers annually, according to information submitted by the ACC. There are about 1,900 houses and several schools, including three that 3,600 students within a half-mile radius of the intersection. Because there are several charter schools in the area that do not bus, parents dropping off and picking up children add to the traffic challenges, Wheatley pointed out. Improving this intersection is important for enhancing safety and traffic flow for the region, Wheatley said. Not only do we have motorists from within our town, we have a significant number of vehicles traveling through our community each day. Studies by the Queen Creek Police Department show much of Queen Creek's traffic originates outside the town. Queen Creek streets handle about 225,000 vehicles per day, which is a lot for a population of 91,900, indicating transitional traffic. The timing for this improvement is crucial as the Southeast Valley continues to grow and funding is available through Maricopa County Proposition 479, Wheatley said. We appreciate the community's continued interest in improving this intersection and encourage residents to share their input as part of this process. End of story. Our next article is entitled, Queen Creek Council Kicks Out Gansel Combs Area. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, June 10, 2026. No author is listed. Residents of a Pinal County island made a valiant final shot for annexation into Queen Creek, but couldn't overcome the inevitable. The town council unanimously voted June 3rd to pull a Gansel Combs neighborhood off Queen Creek's general plan, making it ineligible to join the town. The area, which is west of Gansel Road and south of Combs Road, sits on 489 acres and is home to about 5,000 residents living in 1,500 houses, which would fit in with scores of other East Valley communities. More than 20 of these residents stated their case at the June 3rd public hearing that ran more than an hour. But like previous action, the council's final vote was a resounding defeat. Queen Creek has said the costs of annexing the benefits outweigh the revenue the Gansel Combs area would bring in. The council asked town staff in February to review the neighborhood's status on the general plan. They recommended it be pulled, which the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously backed after a couple of public hearings. One possible action by those County Island residents is to pursue annexation into neighboring Santan Valley, which incorporated this past summer. In other action, the council approved the fourth of 5 years of property tax freezes, which goes into effect with the fiscal year 2026-27 fiscal budget that takes effect July 1st. The property tax rate actually dropped to $1.46 per $100 of assessed value because of increased taxable properties. That rate was $1.86 $0.85 when the property let tax freeze began. Like most Arizona municipalities, Queen Creeks get a small portion, 9%, of its revenue from property taxes. Sales taxes, both construction and non-construction, comprise 46% of the $1.77 billion in projected revenue that will fund the $840.6 million budget. End of story. Well, here's something fun, a gangster mystery comedy on tap in Sun Lakes. This was posted in the Santan Sun News June 1st, 2026, and updated June 7th, 2026. No author is listed. The Sun Lakes Community Theater is planning a trip to the Roaring Twenties with its next production, Death of a Gangster, slated for 6 p.m. July 17th and 12:30 p.m. July 18th at the Santan Ballroom is an immersive 1920s-themed murder mystery where guests attend a lavish mafia wedding. Before the party concludes, a shocking murder occurs, and the audience and actors must work together to interrogate suspects and unravel clues before the culprit strikes again. The event is typically framed as the, quote, wedding of the year, end quote, between two rival mob families. It functions as a corporate merger of sorts, with guests encouraged to wear 1920s attire, such as flapper dresses, pinstripe suits, and fedoras. Tickets are $25 and include a free beverage except for top shelf drinks. Sales begin at 10 a.m. June 10th at slctinfor.com. For information, you can also call 480-382-6290. Meanwhile, the theater company invites people to consider joining it, where it's to try their hand at acting, stagecraft, or working with props, makeup, or costumes. A bylaw change also makes it possible for people who live outside Sun Lakes to join the company as an auxiliary member. For only $20 annually, you can join in the fun of creating stage productions, entertain school-age kids, and learn new skills or simply make some new friends within the theater community, a spokeswoman said. End of story. You are listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today we are focusing on the news of the past week for Santan and Queen Creek. I am Leslie Hunt, your volunteer reader. Continuing on, our next article is entitled Queen Creek Author's Book Blends Water Safety Emotions. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, May 28, 2026. No author is listed. Hope I Don't Books, a character-based social emotional learning company in Queen Creek dedicated to supporting children through every stage of emotional development, has released a new title. Balbina the Bear Learns to Swim was written by Franklin Smith and Ollie Crocker and illustrated by Mark Martirosian. It, quote, gently guides children through common emotional challenges when faced with water in a supportive, fun, and empowerly way, in, quote, according to a release. Children follow the main character, Balbina, through familiar challenges, feeling left out, navigating new experiences, and discovering inner confidence. As she learns to face these moments with courage, quote, young readers can see how she gains tools to manage feelings of loneliness, calm big worries, practice patience and self-control, and celebrate their own personal growth, end quote, a spokeswoman said. The book also introduces children to the importance of water safety in a friendly and approachable way. The story blends practical safety lessons with playful moments, helping young readers understand how to stay safe while also building excitement and confidence about being in the water. Families can use Balbina's experiences as a starting point to discuss swimming, caution, and the joy of learning a new skill. Balbina's story goes beyond emotions. It's a powerful tool for helping children understand and work through them, said Smith. With encouragement from Ranger Riley, a human guardian featured throughout the Hope I Don't series, Balbina learns to believe in herself and trust her abilities in the water. In the process, she not only learns how to swim, but how to thrive and move through challenges safely and confidently. He added, the illustrations create a warm and inviting world for children using bright colors and expressive characters to highlight Balbina's experiences. Each scene, whether she is trying something new, discovering her own bravery, or receiving support from those around her, gives caregivers natural opportunities to start conversations about feelings, coping skills, and emotional resilience. Following each educational story in the Hope I Don't books, there are interactive coloring pages included to help young readers understand the concept and connect them to feelings that arise daily. A unique feature of this book is the inclusion of important water safety tips woven into its final pages. The next release in the series will be Budger's Brave Dentist Day, which will be available soon. This book teaches readers about navigating uncertainty and new experience with confidence, Smith said. Hope I Don't books provide characters, Buzz and Budger, the Bigfoots, Balbina the Bear, and their friends, who experience the full spectrum of emotions as they navigate change, challenges, and life's transitions. Ranger Riley, their human guardian, helps children connect with these characters and learn that their feelings are valid and manageable. Together, they create a shared language between children and the caregivers who support them, transforming big emotions into opportunities for growth and understanding. The team works to help children in all settings develop emotional resilience and the confidence to navigate whatever comes their way. For more information, you can go to hopeidont.com. End of story. Our next article is entitled Sheila E. Headlines Florence's Freedom Fest, Queen Creek Acts Will Also Perform. This is courtesy of the Town of Florence and posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, June 10, 2026. No author is listed. Florence is going big this 4th of July with Freedom Fest 2026. This year's celebration will be headlined by internationally acclaimed musician and performer Sheila E., bringing a major concert experience to Florence as the community celebrates 250 years of American independence. Quote, Freedom Fest is one of our special events that brings our whole community together, and this year is going to be bigger than ever, end quote. Florence Mayor Keith Eaton stated in a press release, quote, as we celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we are excited to welcome residents, families, and visitors from throughout Florence and the surrounding region for an evening filled with music, food, fireworks, and community pride. Freedom Fest 2026 runs from 5 to 9:30 p.m. Saturday, July 4th at the Florence Multipurpose Field and Aquatic Center, 174 West 1st Street. The celebration will open at 5 p.m. with the national anthem performed by Evelyn Arante, followed by the Blindsiders, a cover band from the Florence and Queen Creek area. The second annual rib-eating contest, presented in partnership with Your Behind BBQ, will take place at 5:45 p.m., followed by Honey Girl at 6:15 p.m. Honey Girl, a Queen Creek-based country act fronted by singer-songwriter Kira Brown, will bring an Arizona-grown sound to the Freedom Fest stage, blending country roots, rock influence, original music, and crowd-favorite covers. Honey Girl adds a strong local and regional connection to this year's entertainment lineup. The band also includes seasoned musicians such as Scotty Johnson of the Grammy-nominated Arizona band Gin Blossoms. The evening's headlining performance will begin at 7:30 p.m. with Sheila E., best known for hits such as The Glamorous Life and A Love's Bazaar. Sheila E. has built a career as both a solo artist and collaborator with some of the biggest names in music, including Prince, Ringo Starr, Beyoncé, Gloria Estefan, Marvin Gaye, Lionel Richie, and many others. A five-time Grammy nominee and recent Grammy Award winner's performance will cap off the evening before the big fireworks show. Beyond the music, Freedom Fest will feature water slides, a 45-foot-long water obstacle course, sports inflatables, giant lawn games, a 9-hole mini-golf course, a Stars and Stripes sand art experience, and a full-throttle RC raceway, a custom remote control car course operated by Jump and Slide. Families with young children can also enjoy a dedicated toddler soft play zone designed for little ones up to age 4. Face painting and balloon animals will be located near the retail and resource vendor area. The Florence Aquatic Center will be open from 1 to 10 p.m. with free admission. Guests are invited to cool off during the day and stay late to watch the fireworks while floating in the pool. Food and refreshment vendors scheduled for the event include Chef on the Go, Santan Hot Dogs, and Doc's Dogs, Sunshine Funnel Cake, Maui Wowie, Smoothies, Snowy Town, Cuties, Lemonade, Coppercorn, and Utter Delights. Event parking will be available at several designated locations, including Jason Lopez Memorial Park, formerly Heritage Park, the Florence Community Center and Aquatic Center, the dirt lot southwest of the Community Center, downtown Florence side streets, and Town Hall for overflow parking if needed. Attendees are encouraged to bring chairs or blankets for seating. Canopies are permitted within designated areas but must be taken down by sunset. Complimentary water will be available throughout the event. Prohibitive items include weapons, fireworks, glass containers, and illegal substances. Pets are not allowed, with the exception of trained service animals. Parents and guardians are encouraged to keep a close eye on children throughout the event. Vendor spaces are still available for Freedom Fest 2026. Food and retail vendors interested in participating are encouraged to contact the Town of Florence directly for booking details. End of story. Our next article is entitled Queen Creek P&Z Recommends Quick Trip Next to Schneff Farms. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, June 11, 2026, and written by Janet Pettis. The Queen Creek Planning and Zoning Commission has recommended approval for a new Quick Trip station on 2.6 acres of undeveloped land at the northwest corner of Cloud and Rittenhouse Roads, adjacent to Schneff Farms. The commission voted 6-0 to recommend approval of a rezoning, conditional use permit, and site plan for the Quick Trip. Commission Chairman David Gillette was not present. The request now go to the Queen Creek Town Council for final approval. The proposed Quick Trip will have a 7,152-square-foot fuel canopy with 8 pumps and a 5,312-square-foot convenience store that will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It will have access from Rittenhouse and Cloud Roads. The property is currently zoned rural residential, and Quick Trip is requesting a rezoning to general commercial. The conditional use permit is needed to allow fuel sales. The Schneff family sold the 2.6-acre site to Quick Trip in 2009. The land is in the town's South Specific Area Plan, created in 2016 to emphasize, quote, the preservation, protection, and growth of agritainment sites, as well as the maintenance of commercial acreage, character, and design standards, end quote, a staff report stated. In 2020, the town approved a request to annex the area and rezone property owned by the Schneff family as part of an agritainment district. The district was, quote, created to celebrate the town's agricultural character and preserve the assets that contribute to its unique agrarian history, end quote. The staff report continued. As a result, only the 2.6 acres owned by Quick Trip remain zoned as rural residential. Back in 2020, Schneff Farms decided to rezone all of their property to agritainment to kind of clean it up and then to propose future development for the site. By that time, the Schneff family had sold this property to QT. Eric Swanson, the town planning administrator, told the commission, quote, so they, Quick Trip, weren't able to do that zoning at that point in time, end quote. In 2021, Quick Trip submitted a pre-application request for the site, quote, and received substantial comments, end quote, according to the project narrative. When Mark Schneff sold this property to QT, he retained the right for review and approval of design. So over at least the last 5 years, Quick Trip's been working very closely with the Schneffs and trying to create something that's compatible with their farm and their agritainment concepts, end quote, Brian Greathouse of Birch and Cracciolo, the law firm representing Quick Trip, said at the commission meeting. The proposed quick trip will include a gabled roof with tan concrete sliding panels complemented by brick elements. The landscaping will also complement Schneff Farms to the south and the villages at Schneff Farms residential development, the report stated. I know sometimes it can be a pain in the knee on this Queen Creek agritainment stuff, but we specifically want a certain look, and thank you for working with the town staff, end quote, Commission Member Alex Matheson told the applicant. A neighborhood meeting on the project was held on April 15, 2026 at Schneff Elementary School, and no members of the public attended. End of story. Janet Perez can be reached at jperez@iniusa.org. Please send your comments about this article to azopinions@iniusa.org. We are committed to publishing a wide variety of reader opinions as long as they meet our civility guideline. Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News for Santan and Queen Creek. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Stay tuned for the Arizona Republic coming up next on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Did you know if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org/broadcast info and audio/on demand. Also, did you know you can take Sun Sounds with you? You can get our stream and on demand on our new Sun Sounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android phones. And you can also hear Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or smart home devices.